Next up, we're going to hear from Liz Howell, who is Director of Broadcasting in the Department of Journalism at City University London, and she's been responsible for the qualitative research into the number of women interviewed on TV and radio, which has been of great use to us, actually, in making our case.
Hi. Hi, I've just got three quick things to say, really, which is that I went into educating journalists at City University after a career in TV production, and I had the idea that everything was fine and there were equal men and women and it was all going to be great from now on. And I was first alerted to the problem when I was trying to train some students in shooting and editing, and I said, all right, okay, you know, all run for the equipment, and can you make sure that you all equally get the equipment? And one of the students said to me, are you trying to say that girls are as good with gadgets as blokes? And I said, yeah. And I repeated this to a friend of mine, and she said, tell him to wait till he's replaced by a 3-speed vibrator. And I was really very alert from then on of the fact that women don't put themselves forward, they don't feel as confident as men, particularly in the area of technology, and that media spills into that. And then that was exacerbated by, I'm afraid, listening to the Today programme and not hearing any women's voices for a long, long time. So I started in 2010 just getting students to count the number of women experts, not the number of women journalists or presenters or whatever, just the number of women experts. And we found that on the Today programme and on other programmes, the ratio was 6-1. Now, we realise that realistically we weren't daft enough to ask for equality. That isn't going to happen. But perhaps a ratio of 3-1 might be a bit fairer, you know, given that the majority of people in the population are female. So we set up a campaign through Broadcast Magazine. This started in February 2011, where every month we counted the number of women experts on programmes and we published the results in Broadcast. And I think Lisa Campbell, who is the editor of Broadcast, was enormously helpful in getting this campaign underway. And we made it into a campaign, and the students at City University backed this up with a petition and also a pledge, which Sky News and Channel 4 News signed up to try and increase the number of women experts. It is not easy, because you're constantly told things like, it should be done on merit. Now, I don't know whether this is your merit as a TV appearance person, but obviously the more you appear, the better you get, so that helps. Or whether it's because, for example, if you're doing a story on rocket science and there are no female experts on rocket science, then what do? You know, you don't get somebody who's an inferior rocket scientist onto the programme. So there are complexities, and it is very difficult. But we are seeing changes already, and that is good, and the Women's Room is part of this change. However, the result of being a bit more negative, perhaps, than preceding speakers, I would like to mention what I think is the elephant in the room, which is that I do believe there is an element of misogyny in British society which puts us, collectively, off doing this. I did also survey 100 ex-students of mine in 2011, who most of them are at entry level in the broadcasting profession, that is, they're meters and greeters and entry level researchers, and I asked them why there weren't so many women. Were they being told not to get women, or was the prejudice against women? I got quite a good response. About 17 wrote back. 10 of them said, we are constantly asked to get women. There is pressure on us to get women on our programmes. The women will not appear. Now, I still don't know, and I'm actually on sabbatical at City University next year to increase this research. I don't know why women don't do it, but I do think it's this fear of being criticised, of being trolled, of being attacked, which is different for us than for men. In December, I went on the Today programme talking about something completely different from this sort of issue, and it was a reasonable, well, I think it was quite a good appearance, actually. Afterwards, I got 15 emails from people who didn't know who I was, but had gone to the trouble to find out, and one of them was, and I'm going to say this, however offensive it is, one of them was the routine, you are a cunt, I hate you, you should be fucked from here to eternity, yada, yada. And I think we have got to say to each other that this will happen. There is that element in our society, and we have got to be strong enough to cope with that. There's the routine sort of banter about, oh, I saw you, you looked a bit tired, you know, that sort of thing. We've got to put up with that. But there is actually something much more fundamental and quite harmful that we're going to have to deal with if we're really going to make change. We can make cosmetic change, get more women on, talk to each other, build each other up, feel great about it. But actually, if we're really going to change it, we're going to have to change it in the face of what I fear may be male opposition. And that's not the sort of thing that you really want to hear, but I have to say it because I absolutely believe it to be true. Okay, but finally, I would like to say that in our monitoring in March of the statistics, we did notice that on the Today programme, there was a distinct change. There were more women. Sadly, the number of women reporters and correspondents seems to have gone down slightly, but that's not what we're measuring. But the number of women experts has gone up, which is good. that the real villain of the piece is actually BBC News at 10, the television news at 10 o'clock at night, which is very low on its women experts. But we're hoping that that too will go up. So we can achieve change from now on. But I do think it's a very, very big ask, and we mustn't get too thrilled too soon, because there is still a long way to go. Okay, thanks.